Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Morning, Ireland. 23 minutes to 8 now. Des is here with the sports news.
Yeah, good morning, Arnie. We're going to start with Manchester United's pretty disastrous 2-2 home draw with Sevilla in the Europa League quarterfinal last night. United looked to be coasting to a first-leg victory thanks to two goals in the first 20 minutes from Marcel Sabitzer. But then United conceded two own goals and lost Lisandro Martinez to a serious-looking injury in the final 6 minutes. So it was coasting. United could have been four up at halftime, maybe should have been. Then Malacia, in the closing stages, diverted the ball past David De Gea, and with 2 minutes into injury time, an off-target header struck Harry Maguire to leave De Gea helpless as it flew into the net. So how did United's Bruno Fernandes feel they lost control of the game?
I don't think it was about the control, because we controlled the game well. It was about not getting the rewards for the chances we had. So when you don't score after you get a little bit, you give more confidence to them. They had a little bit of belief, because they get some chances, some counters, and they felt that they could score against us. But as I said, it's not the result we wanted, because as we start the game very well, 2-0 up. We should have closed the game. We didn't. They get the draw, and now we have to go to their stadium and win the game.
How different will the second leg be without maybe both centre backs, maybe without Marcus, without yourself as well?
It will be the same. We have great qualities on the team that are ready to do their job. Everyone that is not playing a lot wants to play. If some of these players will not be there, in my case, I will not be there, they will have the chance to show themselves, and we all believe that the group has great qualities to go there and win the game, wherever plays and first 11 or not.
That's Bruno Fernandes. And the other ties, Feyenoord took a 1-0 lead over Roma. Juventus beat Sporting Lisbon, and Bayer Leverkusen drew 1-1 with the Belgian side Union Saint-Gilloise. Now, in the Europa Conference, West Ham were also in Belgium, and they drew 1-1 with Ghent. In tonight's action, there are two Dublin derby games. The league leaders Bohemians host St Patrick's Athletic. The champions Shamrock Rovers are at home to Shelburne. The other game sees Cork City play UCD. The big match in the first division is first against second, as Galway host Bray Wanderers. In golf, Victor Hovland has taken the early lead at the RBC Heritage event. He's on 7 under par. Shane Lowry is 1 under. The Masters champion John Rahm is 1 over par. And Seamus Power finished with a triple bogey for 6 over. In swimming, Ireland's Daniel Whiffen has set a new Irish senior record in the 400 freestyle in Sweden, a time of 3 minutes 44.35, knocking over 2 seconds off his old Irish record. In the Munster Under-20 Hurling Championship last night, Clare beat Waterford by 226 to 18 points. In the Minor Football Championship, there were wins for Clare and Tipperary. The Irish women's rugby team take on Italy tomorrow in their third game of the Six Nations Championship. Ireland still without a win, but Niamh Jones says the Irish team are well up for it, even though the Italians pose a difficult assignment.
The Italians bring a very nice brand of rugby. They like to use their backs, but their forwards are very keen to carry and give go forward ball. So, you know, they've got a very dynamic team. So see it when the Italians played France, like they really gave it to them. And I know it rained a bit for them, so I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Us Irish were very much used to the rain. So, yeah, playing at home is always very exciting. And the Italians, as I said, bring an exciting brand of rugby. So playing at home, I'm sure it will spur them on, but we'll use that nervous energy to our advantage. We always want to win. We're athletes. We want to perform, and I think for us at the minute as a squad, the journey we're on, we're looking at building on the performance and what we can do to make ourselves better. And you know, those wins will come, but for us, we're looking at building as a squad, and you can see it from game to game that that's happening.
Live coverage of that game tomorrow on Saturday Sport. In racing, Constitution Hill, a dominant winner of the Aintree Hurdle for Nicky Henderson and Nico de Boinville, who also teamed up to land the Aintree Bowl with Shishkin. There were three Irish trained winners, Zenta, Joseph O'Brien's Banbridge, while Rachel Blackmore and Henry de Bromhead won the Redrum Handicap Chase with Dancing on My Own. Three Grade 1 races again today at Aintree. There's also action in Dundalk and Ballinrobe. And finally, I know you've already referenced it, Áine, many tributes paid overnight to young Waterford driver Craig Breen, tragically killed during a test run ahead of Croatia Rally. I think a lot of Irish people don't appreciate that he was in the very highest echelon in world sport. And I was looking at videos of it last night. So sad. But Motorsport Ireland president Aidan Harper summed it up well, saying he was a world-class driver and a world-class person.
Grimina Des, thank you for that. Or yes, Dave, good old Adam.